PA system. You'll see when he, if and when he ever gets it up and running, it'll tell you how many part times have been loaded. These part times are not used for the adjustment process. You've seen the really neat sprint around formulas that Tom Hamilton and others have worked on, where we use the multipliers for sprint around stretch out horses. So what I've done is just put the part times in here so you don't have to manually do that. It'll do it for you. What this part time file also holds is the 3-year best records that are available. This file is editable so that you can put in your own numbers. You'll be able to make changes for your own track, set up the 3-year best in January when they publish them, come out with new records. The 3-year best is used just for your track-to-track adjustments. Part times are used only for the sprint-around adjustment. Spencer asked for this program a month ago so he could learn how to use it.
I didn't know how to spell Skinner 3. I didn't hear it. Here we go. It's loading part times. Can you see that?
Yeah.
You can take that microphone off of the cord there and step forward if you like.
Okay. Well, now I'm working from one right here, so I can just follow along. Okay. Tells you the part time files have been loaded. Hit the enter key, Spencer, and go to the menu. Same old menu. 1 to start the program, 2 to load a file, or 3 to get out of the program. All right. I'm going to load a race that. Some of the people did here a couple of days ago. It was the Hollywood Park 5th race on the 2nd. Did you load the race? Okay. When you load up a race that you've already done, you call it back up, it shows you your input. Those are your pace lines, starting with the horse's name, the track that the pace line came from, distance, the fractions, beaten lengths, the daily variant, right out of the form. That's what the 16, 16, 12, and the 2-14s are. Spencer, can you move it a little more to the left and see if we can get those adjustments in?
No, they won't come.
They won't come. Okay. Just to the right of where the variants are listed, you'll see on your screen -2, +1, or what have you. Those are track-to-track adjustments if they're necessary, and they're done automatically by the program. There you go. We're at Hollywood Park, so you see there is no adjustment in the track-to-track for Hollywood Park. It's blank. The first one is a -1.
It's garbage up there now.
Yeah, you can't see it very well. In any case, the reason we put that up there, when you call a race back up, excuse me, if you see a 20 or a 30 or something that's really out of whack, then you know you made a mistake in your entry. All right, go ahead and hit the enter key, Spencer. This is our entry screen, the way you put in your pace lines. Most of you have seen this before, but I'll give you a little demonstration of how it goes. Just type in the name of a horse, call it test. All right, it defaults to whatever track you've already told the program you're working in. Type in BEL for Belmont.
Now, can I back up?
No.
I already got Hollywood in.
All right, just hit the enter key all the way over to the daily variant. type in a 12. You have to make an entry there. You can't get by without putting something in. Now hit the enter key again. Answer no. Okay, now type in BEL for Belmont. Okay, 6 furlongs. 22 and 1. 45 and 2. 111 and 3. 3-2 and 1. Okay. What you don't see on the screen here, to the right of where the daily variance, where we've already typed in 12, you have the track-to-track adjustment, which is 0, and the par variant. That's the one thing I like about Schwartz's par times, is they do have an average daily variant in there. And they're pretty good. And that's what we're using for our adjustments. And it tells you, that's the last thing on the screen over there, it says par variant. So you know what the par is at that track. Just enter a 17 there.
Where it says daily variance?
Yeah, over the 12. Just overwrite it with 17. Hit the enter key. Now, the track-to-track adjustment is 0. If there was an adjustment from Belmont to Hollywood, the reason that the track-to-track is 0 is because the three-year bests are the same. So there's no adjustment from Belmont to Hollywood Park.
Tracks you have on there?
Everything in the country, I believe. Almost everything in the country.
Almost everyone?
Yeah. Now, you can manually overwrite this if you want. If you know that the three-year best, just like in Tom Hamilton and Dick Schmidt's Phase 1 book, if you know that the three-year best at that track is off, you can overwrite this adjustment to 0. Put in a minus 4. You know that the three-year best is, the adjustment is really off by four lengths. Okay, now hit the enter key. And hit it again. Now you get your readouts. Now, pan back to the left. Now notice, this is a preview of what the pace line is going to actually be. This is an adjusted pace line, not raw. You have your first, second, and third fractions. Notice they've been converted back to time. The formulas run in feet per second, like I mentioned earlier. And after all the adjustments are done on feet per second, then for your convenience, it converted back to time. So you can see a first fraction of 22 and 8, the turn time of 23.3, third fraction of 26 and 1, early pace, or second call, 46 and 1, hidden energy. We found hidden energy is becoming increasingly more important, particularly in your turf races. And your true speed or final time, a 112 and 2. The next series of readouts are your phase 1. EPR, early pace rating. FFR, your final fraction rating. TPR. And WPR is a factor W for the phase 1. To the right of that, you have percent median and percent early. Some people say, well, I like percent median and I like percent early. We put them both up there. Take your pick. We don't have to worry about that any longer. I want to mention one thing about the phase 1 numbers. They will not match the other phase 1 numbers exactly because of the adjustment process that we're doing here. These are adjusted phase 1 numbers and not raw. However, after you run, if you had another phase 1 program and you ran it, the relationships would be the same. The horses would be in the same order in their rankings. Okay, Spencer, now if you want to select this pace line or put in another one, let's say that the horse does have a race at Hollywood Park, just hit the enter key. All right, you can go up and run another line. Just accept the Hollywood Park. 6, 22-2, 45-1. 111 and 2. 1, 2, 3. And a 14 for a daily variant. Notice there's nothing in the track-to-track adjustment, obviously. You're at the same track, so there's no track-to-track. Okay, hit the enter key to accept that. Now you can preview these two pace lines. Which one of these do I want to use? Or if you're comparing horses' pace lines or whatever, you can put up to 5 in here. Take either one. It doesn't matter, Spencer. 1 or 2. Just type in a 1 or a 2, and it'll take enter the. All right, we're going to take the Holloway pace line. Hit the enter key. All right, we're all done entering horses. You hit the enter key. Answer yes to the scratch. Okay, and go through and just scratch that test horse that we just put in there. Okay, scratch that horse. No. Rank this on early. For those of you who did this race, this is the simple surprise race a couple of days ago. This horse, as most of you know, is a presser. Scan to the right, if you will, Spencer. I wanted to get the beaten legs for the show. Simple Surprise will not take the lead in this race, but he has a length and a half advantage at the second call, which means he's really going to be tough coming home. He's a dyed-in-the-wool presser rather than a front runner, but he has a huge advantage on the early side. All right, scan it back to the left so we can get a look at these readouts. This is your dream race segment. The first 3 fractions, early pace, hidden energy, and final time. Okay, go to the next screen. Notice those are all in times. And here we have our velocity factors, factor W, early pace, sustained pace, factor X, and again, your phase one numbers for all the horses in the race. Look at that huge advantage in the early pace rating for Simple Surprise, a 96. And he's not an early horse, he's a Prussian. Okay, hit the enter key, Spencer. And there are your rankings. For factor W, early sustained and final time. Factor X and hidden energy, the late pace and the doctor again. And it prints out both the median energy and the percent early. Okay, hit the enter key, Spencer. No. X for exit. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Old for old. I want to show a little feature. Hit the enter key. No. 2. Okay. Hit the enter key twice. Okay, here's your rankings. Now you want to go back. Hit the P for previous screen. You can just go back, hit the P again. You can stay in here and back and forth to look at these readouts. Okay, just hit X to get out of it. You can hit X to get out of the program anywhere you want. That's it. We have some lights. Thank you.
and we think it's a pretty good product. For those of you who are not in the world of velocity people, this is a pretty good program, I think. It's the best one we've been able to come up with, and I've worked on a considerable amount of time. It's been tested around the country. Bill Robinson used it exclusively for the Del Mar meet and had a really good meet. Bill Conklin in New Orleans has a copy of it. He's done very well down there at the fairgrounds in Louisiana Downs. In fact, you may remember they had that huge pick six. It was over $1 million that six people took down. The day before it was taken down, going into the last race, he had the only live ticket. It was $1,400,000. He had the only live ticket. The track announcer's a friend of his, so he was very nervous and went up and asked him. He said, "Would you check the computer and see how many tickets are live here?" And they said, "One." It was his ticket. He had three horses in that particular race, and he got beat by a nose. He made a lot of money even then, thousands of dollars, because he had five several different times. It wasn't that big a ticket. It was like a $200 ticket or $244 or something like that. But he had five several times, and he did very well. But he was very disappointed, as you might imagine. The only ticket on a $1.4 million pick six. He also took the program on the road to give it a test. He's taken it up to Saratoga, and he goes up there on vacation, plays Saratoga, a track that he's not familiar with. And the adjustment process is very, very simple. What I'll do now is take a few questions about the program from anybody who's interested, and then let Howard get on with answering some of your very important questions. Yes, sir.
Bob, I've called you a couple of times and asked why don't you make an update. The figures that you're going to be able to input for yours, I think, would they be portable from, like, if I want to put something into the engine, you know, just to say, just to do my figures before I start handicapping and be able to run it into the Synergism program? Are they compatible at
all? No, they're not. And the reason for that is that...
what was the question?
The question was, will the data, the input data for Synergism 3, be usable in some of the other programs and the methodologies? And the answer to that is no. Because I don't know who's doing the programming now for the energy type programs, and they're being encoded and encrypted. I don't have access to those files. I don't know how they're doing it and how the file structure is made. So I just had to go ahead and do mine on my own. It doesn't even include the stretch call, and you use the stretch call in all the energy programs. So it's not compatible. This is primarily, this program is really for professional level program for people who are playing for a living. That's what it was designed for. Yes?
Are the part times loaded from disk or manually?
No, the part times are loaded automatically.
For what?
When the program is
monthly or bi-monthly?
Yeah, if you're using Schwartz's program, part times. You can't see it here, but Jeff is working on an editor for me that will allow you to just go in. For example, you may be right in the middle of the program and decide, oh, wait a minute, this part time is not right, or this three-year best is not correct. You'll be able to just use a pop-up menu and go in and make the changes on the fly. If you buy Schwartz's bars, there'll be a little utility program that will allow you to just load up into this program, so you don't have to go in and do all that manual stuff. Remember about these part times. They're not used for making adjustments in Synergism 3. They are only used for the sprint to route calculation, just so that we can get our multipliers. That's the only reason for having the part times in there, and the average daily variant. Any other questions? Yes.
What do you see as the advantages over Synergism 2?
The adjustment process is much better. Synergism 2 for shifters used a quasi-meridian variant. These adjustments are based on tractor drive adjustments for the 3-year best and the average daily variant and the actual daily variant. So it's a much simpler process and much more accurate on the shippers. And we've got some new formulas in there that make these readouts more accurate. The sprinter round, for example, is just a very good sprinter round adjustment process, which wasn't available in the other program. Any other questions? Okay, well, I've enjoyed myself here. I hope you guys have. And I look forward to seeing you the next one. Thanks for your time. You're up, Mark.
Oh, boy.